Eric Thompson, DailyNorseman.com, part of the SB Nation family. I'm seeing some news here that there was an injury involving Matt Khalil. His knee was wrapped. Update us on that.
Well, I think that's just about all we know from camp this morning. This is a new injury. Khalil had been a full participant throughout camp. I was there last week, and he was there and a full participant. But this morning there were a few new injuries. Khalil had a wrap on his knee. They haven't really specified exactly what it is and whether or not he'll be participating on Friday at the first preseason game in Cincinnati. So it's a new development, and we're tracking it.
When you look at the Vikings, this is an interesting team. I mean, they had beaten Seattle last year, right? I mean, they had won the game, right? and then obviously things went awry there involving a field goal, which if you look back during, you know, their course of Vikings history, there's a little bit of a pattern of that kind of thing happening. But this is a team that was good enough to beat Seattle and had the game won on the field up until that moment. What is the level of expectation? What is the level of confidence going into this year?
Well, I think the level of expectation is taking that next step, beating that, you know, getting to the divisional, getting to the conference championship. And there are even the players and coaches have both stated in the training camp that there are Super Bowl aspirations for this team. And I think that's obviously the loftiest of goals that you can have for a team, but I don't think they're completely unrealistic for the Vikings. I think the defense really carried them last season, but I think the offense is going to make strides. The offensive line should be better. It couldn't be really too much worse. Bridgewater was one of the most pressured, if not the most pressured quarterback in the league last year. They brought in Alex Boone at left guard and Andre Smith at right tackle to shore up that offensive line. And they have a couple new weapons on the offense, most notably Laquon Treadwell. So it's reasonable to say that, you know, the NFC North is going to be a tough division, but I think the Vikings, the expectations are as high as they've been since the Brett Favre year in 2009.
You look at Teddy Bridgewater last year, he had a very good completion percentage, and actually a lot of his passes were not dink and dunk stuff. I mean, he was throwing down the field a good bit there and still managed to maintain that really good completion percentage. What is taking the next step for Teddy Bridgewater? What are the areas that he has to improve on the most to be the kind of quarterback this team can count on to take them to that next level?
Yeah, I think this team is really going to go as far as Teddy Bridgewater takes them. Last year, you know, the traditional statistics definitely weren't up to par with a lot of the upper echelon quarterbacks. He only had 14 touchdowns, didn't put up a whole lot of yards, but again, the offense really wasn't predicated around Teddy Bridgewater's throwing. You have Adrian Peterson in the backfield, you're definitely going to use him. But I think this season, what the coaches and the fans, I think, are looking for is for Teddy to take a few more risks. I think he was a little overly cautious his first two seasons. I think, you know, you mentioned that it wasn't all dink and dunk, and it definitely wasn't, but I think improving the consistency of his intermediate to deep throws, and that's something that we saw in camp this last week or the last couple weeks. Teddy's deep ball really seems to improve. It's not perfect, but it's definitely a lot better than what it has been over the last couple seasons. So I think it's just, you know, this is only his third year in the league. I think it's just trying to for Bridgewater. I think it'll be just him putting everything together and taking that next step. Not only with the technical features of being a quarterback, but as a leader, too. And that really seems like it's shown in this training camp as well.
Well, it'll be a lot easier to improve that intermediate and long-range passing when he's able to throw to somebody like Laquon Treadwell, who is the Vikings' first-round pick this year. What have you seen from Treadwell? How has he looked?
It's been a kind of an up-and-down camp, I think, for Treadwell. He might not be the week one starter, and that's not a terrible thing. I don't think that's a huge detriment to Treadwell. He's definitely going to see snaps. He's going to see the field. But Stephon Diggs has really established himself as kind of the go-to receiver for Bridgewater. He had an amazing camp once again, the second-year receiver out of Maryland. And it was actually a little bit of a renaissance, at least in training camp, of Charles Johnson, who came on really strong at the end of the 2014 season, but basically disappeared after injuries kind of dinged him up over the 2015 season. He could barely get on the field, much less put up any statistics. So as of right now, it kind of seems those two are going to be the starting outside receivers, but they've also been moving Stephon Diggs in towards the slot in a lot of the three wide receiver sets. So I think that's where Treadwell will see a lot of the outside. I think his route running has been really good. It's been his run blocking has actually been outstanding. I know that was one of the things that really attracted him to the Vikings coaching staff because they are kind of a run first team. I think he just needs to get a little more consistent, just get some more reps in. But overall, it really looks promising for Treadwell.
You mentioned all that, and the team right now has so much talent on the field, and one of the things the front office did in the offseason was go to great lengths to ensure that the coaching staff will be there in place for a while longer with signing Mike Zimmer to that extension. How is he? I mean, he seems like he's a genuine player's coach, not in the sense that he's a softy or not willing to, you know, lay down the law or something like that, but he seems to have a genuinely good rapport with his players. Was news of that extension, was that received, was that obvious that it was received well up and down that roster?
Yeah, it was. Zimmer is one of the most universally respected coaches I have ever seen, especially in my time covering the Vikings. It's been, if you made a coach out of central casting for a movie, you would come up with someone like Mike Zimmer. He's a hard-edged guy, but he also definitely cares about his player. He's a straight shooter. He's very open and honest. He's not going to sugarcoat anything either. So the extension has been, I haven't found any detractors for it. He's definitely deserved it. And the team is definitely excited to keep him around for a long time.
If the Packers are healthy, is this Vikings team this year capable of winning the division again?
Yes, I think so. Everyone points to the Jordy Nelson injury that really kind of derailed the Packers offense. But you look at the Vikings offense, they lost two of their best offensive linemen for the entire season, with center John Sullivan going down and Phil Loadholt tearing his Achilles. And, of course, now Loadholt, that injury turned out forcing him to retire just before training camp this season. So I think the Vikings defense is definitely going to carry this team again. Their running game, they're going to lean on the running game. But if the offense can mix it up a little more and Teddy can take that next step, there's no reason they can't repeat as NFC North champs.
Eric Thompson, DailyNorseman.com, part of the SB Nation family, breaking down Vikings camp and some Viking news for us today. And Eric, I apologize once again for the mistake there at the beginning. So from now on, whenever we talk to Eric Thompson of the Daily Norseman, he will be introduced as Sir Eric Thompson of the Daily Norseman. How about that, huh? And Eric, we look forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the season, my man. Thanks so much for swinging by.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Eric Thompson, Sir Eric Thompson of the DailyNorseman.com, part of the SB Nation family.